We're talking with Mr. Michael Davis today, and you are with the Memphra Magog Community School. That's located at Princess Elizabeth School in Magog. Tell us a little bit about the Memphra Magog Community School, first of all.
Well, first of all, it all got started with the CDIC.
Okay.
About 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was an idea to bring together an English-speaking population that
right.
could join together and take a few courses.
Mm-hmm.
And also volunteers could emerge from it, demonstrate learning skills and leadership skills and so on. And we started with just a few students, but last year we had 133.
Okay, so,
so
it's growing
been a
really
huge
fast.
Success. Yeah, it's really great.
That's amazing. And you have people from all over the Eastern Townships?
Pretty much some people do, actually. We've had a few people from Richmond and,
okay.
of course, Stanstead.
Mm-hmm.
And most from around the Magog area.
Okay,
Ayerscliff and
that's
so
great. So
yeah.
definitely a lot of English people out there in need of this service then.
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's wonderful. So
yeah.
you've been with it since it started, I guess.
Well, SADC originally got a hold of a couple of people in Magog,
mm-hmm.
and I stayed on with them.
Okay.
And became like a founder with SADC and with the Princess Elizabeth School.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, principal was Ava Lettner.
Okay, okay.
And so, so we started the first couple of courses,
mm-hmm.
And a few people volunteered to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple of courses got going rather slowly in the beginning. I think we had 5 students the first time,
mm-hmm.
all together, and 2 courses.
Okay.
But eventually it went to, it actually doubled. It takes place in the spring and in the fall.
Okay, so 2 times a year people have a chance.
Yeah, 2 times a year, and each time it doubled in enrollment.
That's amazing. So definitely people are talking to their friends and their relatives, etc., and people are really getting interested in this.
Yes, we're really getting the message out. CJMQ, of course, does ads for us,
mm-hmm.
And then also we put one in the, you know, the Record and Stanstead Journal and so on.
That's
and
great.
And we put up posters,
mm-hmm.
and as you say, the message gets out by word of mouth now.
Exactly. People
yeah.
have a good experience, and they talk about it and sign up for another course, I guess, and bring their friends.
Yeah. Some of the courses have quite a few people. Spanish last year had 20 or so people.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
yeah.
a huge class, really.
And a popular one last year was started up, English.
Okay.
As a second language,
mm-hmm.
so a number of Francophone people decided to attend.
Oh, that's nice,
yeah.
right? You have 3 language courses going this semester, I guess. You have the English, you have beginner French, you have French conversation, and you have beginner Spanish. So that's a lot of language courses right there.
Yes, it is. And French, we actually have 2, beginners
okay.
and intermediate.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And teachers are starting to emerge as well. So while one teacher may take a semester off and may actually take a course, you know,
mm-hmm.
Then somebody else emerges,
mm-hmm.
and it's our volunteers who find the new teachers
okay.
to
okay.
emerge as volunteer instructors.
Good. So the instructors are all volunteer?
They're all volunteers, yes.
Good, okay.
Including
the
people who organize it.
Good, good. How
yeah.
many are organizing it?
There's about 7 people on the organization committee.
Mm-hmm.
We use the Cowansville night school approach.
Okay.
Where they organize themselves into having a chairperson, a vice chairperson,
mm-hmm.
treasurer, secretary, registrar, advertising director.
Okay, so it's basically a board then.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Now, you have computer courses too. Those are quite popular with Andrew Hodge.
That's a new one.
That's a new one, okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of people definitely could use some computer knowledge, and so important now in this world. You also have gardening. That's an interesting course, too, especially in the fall, getting the gardens ready and the fall bulbs, etc.
Yes, that's the second time that's been offered.
Okay.
So last spring was a success, and
definitely.
Bode is coming back to do it again.
A lot of fun. Journalism
yeah.
with Ross Murray, that's pretty interesting, too. I know quite a few people signing up for that course, and especially with his new book out.
I'd like to take that course. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I find it very exciting, you know, the journalism world and how to go about it.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Good writing and so forth. I think that's the one I'll take, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and that's, you know, interesting for anybody. It's an asset for anybody to have some knowledge with journalism. Also, you have scrapbooking with
yep.
Tina Ballon. A lot of people into scrapbooking. Voices in Song with Sarah Hoblin. What's that about?
That's a new one to me. I'm anxious to see what it's all about. It looks like a group that will practice singing.
Okay, nice.
Last year we had a group that practiced line dancing.
Okay.
You know, so each year we have sometimes new items that spring up.
Good. So
we have a big suggestion board, and the students can go up and say, "Hey, I'd like to be an instructor of something. I'm very good at fishing or up goes their course as an idea."
That's a lot of fun. Gives people a lot of confidence too.
Right.
Just a really nice idea. You have yoga with Linda Williams and Your Money with Donna Noel. Now that's, I would imagine, an interesting course too. How to deal with our money, probably investments and different things like that.
I believe it'll be about investments. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good. Good.
Yeah. And so, Donna is the daughter, and so is and Andy up there is the daughter of one of our most active members, organizers, Christine and John Hodge.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
good.
Yes. So even their son and daughter are joining in. So
good. I know Christine told me she and her husband had a really good experience with the course they took about beekeeping, and now they're into that, and quite interesting,
indeed,
too.
Indeed, they are, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice. It's only $10 for 7 weeks, is it?
That's correct, yes.
That's amazing. You can't get anything for $10.
No,
so a
$10
bill will give you 7 weeks, and on top of that, you get coffee and cookies and a chance to socialize after every class.
Yeah, coffee and cookies are included.
Yeah.
Cowansville asked for an extra 50 cents for a coffee, but so far we don't.
Okay.
And everything is volunteer-based here, so...
That's nice.
We don't have those expenses. We only have the advertising expense so far.
Okay. And you're asking people to bring their own mugs as an environmental issue, too.
Yes,
so,
absolutely. Yeah. We'll have a big poster for that, and that's being promoted a lot by Mary Rowland.
Mm-hmm. So, doing an excellent job. She is.
Yep.
Now, you have a website. It's www.magogclc.ca, magogclc.ca.
Yep.
If you need more information, it's a great website. Lots of information there. And for those people who aren't online, there's a phone number, 819-843-0327, and you can get some information there. The registration is next Wednesday, September 15th, from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the school, 420 Bellevue Street in Magog. And it's rather important that people do come that night to sign up, isn't it?
Absolutely. Certainly, if you can make it for that day, night, that's important. We're going to have... you know, how the whole thing will be rolled out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if someone absolutely can't make it, you know, don't give up and come on September 22nd.
Okay.
We have a late registration.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a tradition that people can sneak into the class, hopefully, if it's not too full.
That's good. And probably if you can't come, you should definitely call. And if you can, you can get a friend or relative. They can sign up for you, too, that night?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's
right.
Interesting, too. Good.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks for that.
anything else you'd like to add? Sounds like a really good project and certainly an exciting fall and something for people to do, and everybody can learn, too, and the courses are always changing and the whole project's evolving, which is really neat.
I'd like to add a few thanks, and certainly some... organizations have helped us tremendously, like the Eastern Township School Board and the school itself, of course, Townshippers Research and Cultural Foundation. And Literacy in Action has helped us right from the very beginning, as well as CDEC and CJMQ. So thanks to all of them for their support, you know, because that's what's made it a real community school.
Well, we thank you, and it's a great project there as it evolves, and definitely a wonderful idea here in the townships.
I'd love to do a follow-up interview with you anytime, let's say in a few weeks.
That would be great.
At the end of our session.
Oh, that would be great. We look forward to that.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Bye.